Well, the DNP today.
John, back-to-backs always present their challenges, but how nice was it to just kind of set this one off on the right foot right from the get-go and get this one after last night's?
It's weird because we haven't done that great on the front ends, but we really saved back-to-back in the back end, which probably isn't the usual. So it was good to turn the page on last night, and I thought we did an admirable job tonight's game. Maybe the guys played hard.
When you have an effort like that in the second period, even though you only really get one goal out of it, do you feel like that sort of effort kind of works later in the game? It might wear them down to when they need to make a push. They don't have the sort of energy that they might have otherwise.
Well, that's where you hope your veteran group understands what we've gone through the last number of years, and it's a process. That's what the game is. The game is you can go from the big process, big picture, to the small one in just a single game. And we have some of the zone time we had in the second period, and then to go to the room and it's 1-1, we think, hey, we should be up, or maybe we should be rewarded a little more. No, that's not the way it works. You keep doing this and hopefully you're rewarded at the end of the game. And that's what happened. And so a big play, big face-off win by Ross, and then Siri puts it home, and it was clearly a big goal, but it was started early in the game, built us to that point. These guys stuck with it.
Clint, how big was the goaltending down the stretch, especially in the third period with Elliott?
We have a 2-1 lead, the other team's going to push, and they had that one clear chance, and we somehow got across there, but you're going to need a save. Gave it to us, and 2 points more than we have. He's a big part of it.
Leo sends his regards, by the way. Leo Haggerty.
Oh, John, he's on his couch.
John, when you have the offensive effort from your defense, I mean, McDonough, Hedman, and Sergeyev all put up like 5 shots each. What does that kind of say in terms of, was that a message coming into tonight that you wanted to see more from your defense?
There's no question. Last night, we didn't have a shot from our D sometime in the second period, and you talk about the offense and all those things about our team, but our team is built on D, and the guys we have back there, and you've got some of the weapons we have. If they don't have shots, then we're doing something wrong. And when they're all like they were tonight, and I thought they were big on both ends of the ice. They were killing plays in our end and breaking pucks out and getting involved offensively, and Heidi makes the play to put it on the first one, and Sergey scores the second one. That's a big part of our team.
Sergeyev, he's done so many great things for you, sacrificed himself, so it must be nice to see him get a couple goals in this homestand, including the difference maker.
Well, it's time coming for him, and I think all players, if their pucks aren't going in for them, they kind of judge the game. Sergey has really turned into a premier two-way defenseman, but in the end, they want to see their name on the score sheet. And I don't blame them. And so when it does happen, you get a point out that you're being rewarded for work and things you've done in the past, and he's being rewarded now.
Coach, did it seem like your power play tonight was playing with more urgency?
Well, everything about our game is more urgent than it was last night. And again, don't take this that Pittsburgh laid it to us, and so they had a big part in it too, but we had better in us, and throughout our game tonight. And I thought our power play, even though they scored the first, the goals, it kept momentum going. They were winning faceoffs, we had zone time, and we just built off it. And, but it was, that PP's got to read the play in the way. Our 5-on-5 game seems to fall.
Is the power play at its best when Hedman is shooting like he was tonight?
Well, it really helps because the puck's on Kucha's stick a lot, but then when you now all of a sudden you have to respect other areas of the power play just besides Kuch, and then it becomes that much more dangerous, and I think that's what you saw tonight.
Good.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.